Here's our man. Of course, big time media director. I was going to say star. You could say that. You know, for us, you are. But I mean, for Air Venture and the EAA fly-in that's coming up here in Oshkosh, it's July 29th through August 4th. Mr. Know-It-All is right here, Dick Nepenski. Hey, Dick, how you?
Good. Now go find Mr. Know-It-All and bring him in here.
Yeah. No kidding. How have you been?
Yeah.
Good. I mean, it's true Air Venture weather right now.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. And so, yeah, we got to keep this going until the end of the month, absolutely, for everything happening at Air Venture.
It is. It's going to be a great week. You know, it's amazing to think we're just about 10, 11 days away from opening day right now and a full week when the world comes to Wisconsin to enjoy aviation.
So, no, part of this is there's some new stuff that's going to be happening. You always kick off everything with a band that's going to play right out there pretty much on the tarmac. Who's playing this year?
This year it's going to be the band Chicago, legendary band Chicago. So, you know, Miller Park, it's Paul McCartney. We get Chicago. It's big hit. Big hit time, I guess.
It is.
But
they're going to be there right after the afternoon air show on Monday, the 29th. And we're going to have music throughout the week, some local groups, and, of course, people like Chicago. We're going to have Aaron Tippin from the Countryside on the 31st, actor Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan band coming on August 2nd. So it'll be fun to have that after the air show each night.
Wow.
Now, you mentioned air shows. Air shows, this is a normal thing that all through the day you would normally see these air shows. Tell everybody about, this is something I'm really excited about, Dick, is having two night shows.
Yeah, that's true. We've had night air shows on Saturday night for the last 3 years, and they've been extremely popular, really, really popular. We probably had about 35,000 people out on the flight line last year on Saturday night to watch this. But some people have been telling us, boy, I have to leave early in the week. I'm there for 3-4 days, but have to head back. Could you have another one? So we thought about it and went, okay. Mm. And so July 31st on Wednesday night and also on Saturday, August 3rd, we're going to have night air shows. And if your listeners have never been to a night air show, I'd have to say, when you were little and wrote your name with a sparkler through the air to watch the light trail behind it, imagine doing that with an airplane.
And wow.
That's pretty much what it's like. And so should be terrific. And by the way, on the 31st, just before the night air show, while the sun's still out, just before sunset, we're going to see the first flight at a U.S. air show by the Terra Fugia flying car.
Now, I heard about this. Okay, so this is a car. It's got wings. This is like a thing where some people may have one of these eventually at some point down the road.
Yeah, it's kind of like the George Jetson thing for
one of those
of us who watched that cartoon a billion years ago.
Yeah.
And it's what it's going to do, they've been working on this for almost a decade now, and it is a drivable, flyable vehicle. What they're going to do on the 31st, they're going to drive it down the runway one direction, turn around, take about a minute to pop out the wings, and then fly it down the runway the other way.
Wow. This is so cool. See, there's stuff like that going on like crazy. You know, and I explain also this the Jetman and flying in the U.S. for the first time.
He is. His name is Yves Rossi. He's from Switzerland, former Swiss Air Force pilot and Swiss Air captain. And he has developed a carbon fiber wing that he wears on his back. And it has four jet engines, small jet engines on it. And he uses his body to steer, his hands, his feet, his head, and so forth, to steer this. And what he does, he climbs on the side of a helicopter, goes up to about 7,000 feet, and, well, the best way to put this is he falls off.
Yeah.
And then he starts the jet engines.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's a great moment for him.
I bet it is.
Please start.
Yeah.
And,
the diapers start working, and let it rip.
Yeah, and then he can fly around for about 10 or 15 minutes, and he's going to be flying four times at Oshkosh this year on the 30th, on August 1st, on August 3rd, and August 4th, so Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, man.
And first time at U.S. Air shows in the public he's ever done anything like this. Go to our website, airventure.org. Look at the video of this guy. It is incredible to see. He's flying alongside World War II fighters and trainer jets and things like that. It is amazing.
It is something. When you see the footage, it's amazing that he's kind of doing loops and turns while there's, P-51s and that sort of thing up in the air. And so to see it will blow your mind, and now you get to see it in person. One other thing to mention here, Dick, as far as cool things, is an opportunity to use that movie screen. Because when everybody goes to the outdoor theater, they always have a great time. Is mention, Disney planes. You've got that going on.
Yeah.
And some of the other things, like Chris Hatfield stopping down there. All those kinds of things happening with your theater.
Yeah, we do. On first of all, you miss Chris Hatfield.
Chris Hatfield.
If people go to YouTube and they go to Chris Hatfield, H-A-D-F-I-E-L-D, Space Oddity, and punch that in, it's a music video that this Canadian astronaut did in May up on the International Space Station. It has 16 million views so far. It's an amazing piece of work. But Chris is also a well-accomplished astronaut. We'll talk about the space station and things like that. We'll have Apollo astronauts such as Charlie Duke and Gene Cernan there throughout the week as well. So that's, the Space Night's happening on the 30th, on Tuesday night at Theater in the Woods. But you mentioned Fly-In Theater, our five-story high movie screen. That is there, and we have movies throughout the week. Around 8:30 they start. And on August 2nd, on Friday night, now Disney never lets its movies out to big outdoor screens on first run. They also don't let them out for public viewing before the national release. Well, your listeners may have seen some ads for the movie Planes. It's like Cars, only with airplanes.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun movie. I've seen quite a few of the trailers. It's being released nationally August 9th. On August 2nd, a week before national release, it's going to be playing at the Fly-In Theater here in Oshkosh. As I said, Disney never does this. But
yeah,
they're doing it at AirVenture this year. Come on out. It's included with the admission that day. Five-story high movie screen. Bring a blanket. Bring a lawn chair. Settle in. Be among the first in the nation to see the movie Planes. And where else but in front of all the aviators of the world here at Oshkosh.
Yeah.
So who did you call at Disney to make this happen? I mean, did you just Michael Eisner get him on the phone? I mean,
it was a short thing and had big ears, looked like a mouse.
Oh, okay.
But actually, they came last year, and we've been talking with them for about a year about it, and they saw George Lucas introduce the movie Red Tails.
Okay.
And they suddenly went, we could do this.
There you go.
And excellent.
And it all happened. I mean, well, we can't wait. It's just one of the geek things I cannot wait to go see. Be down there a few times this year. And the dates, it's July 29th through August 4th, AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. Hey, Dick, thanks for all your time, and we'll see you there.
Sounds good. Hope to see everybody out on the flight line.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.